All right, so talking today about the main things, not the main things, but the things that I see in common with a lot of lucid dreamers. It's interesting a lot of times now because the way I do things has changed. I will start just kind of ranting. I'll just do a whole thing of me ranting, and then I'll realize that I had like four main points, and then I will redo it this time with the four main points pretty much being the only similarities, different like illustrations and stuff like that. I just want to make sure that I hit those points. I think I have five main points this time, and that's five main things that I see lucid dreamers have. And this is not things that are like they sleep, they have dream recall, they have this. These are five things that are more of personality things. And I wouldn't say that, like, I don't know if you know, like, I don't remember what it's called, the 16 personalities or anything like that. I'm not talking about those in particular, because I've seen a lot of different lucid dreamers that had a lot of different stuff on that. There's just some certain things that go well with lucid dreaming. We'll talk about those. And so the first one that I see is imagination. So, imagination station. Now this is something that's a little different than the rest of them. Sorry if that cut out. It's a little bit different than the rest of them because imagination is not something that you learn. Generally, you can practice visualization, but it's a little bit different. Imagination is something we're pretty much born with, and I think most people are born with similar amounts. It's something a lot of people have taken out of them, though. It's not taught as a valuable skill. Whenever you're a kid, though, TV shows often tell you that imagination is good. They don't tell you why. Imagination is not the same as creativity. Imagination is it's kind of living in a different world than the world we live in. However, the imagination that I see a lot of lucid dreamers have is not so much living in a different world. It's whenever they're doing something monotonous or something like that, their mind will wander to other things. They'll imagine other things at the time. I used to get in trouble a lot when I was a kid. I used to have trouble sleeping a lot when I was a kid, and I would use these times to imagine stuff. I imagined different worlds, different places. I would read books all the time, which just fueled my imagination. And it just, honestly, I mean, obviously, I think that imagination is something that we do. And I think that the type of imagination that I see lucid dreamers have is I'd call it unstoppable imagination. We don't just sit there and think, I'm going to sit here and imagine something now. It's like you're getting ready to go to bed, and then 20 minutes later you realize that you're like fighting a dragon in your head. You're like, and you're just sitting there, you're not asleep or anything, you're just like sitting there and you're like, oh, holy crap, I need to go to sleep. I've been imagining for like the last 30 minutes. You've been sitting there staring at the ceiling, and you can see all of the things that you're imagining up on the ceiling tiles. You looking around, you think about how hard it would be if every dresser and every thing in your house turned into fire, and you're just like, oh, how would I get out of here? Your floor turns to lava and everything else is not on fire, and you have to get out of there. You know, like this type of thing. I know floor is lava is a game, but still. That's still what I'm saying, is just like, it's like just these things, it's not like it takes away from your time. It's like whenever you have, your mind has a free moment, it's like, hey, wouldn't this be cool? Wouldn't this be cool? You know, what if there was a dragon flying in the sky? How would the people react? Now, when you're a kid, you're just like, oh, if there was a dragon, I would ride it. But now, like, as I'm older, things are more realistic. So it's like, if there's a dragon, it's like, man, I wonder how long it would live before it would be killed by, like, you know, killed and researched. You know, it's just a lot different than it used to be with my imagination. It's funny, though. And then, of course, I wonder, what if dragons just started popping up everywhere and they were, like, not aggressive? What if they were actually, like, the magical dragons, you know, like, that can talk and stuff like that? And there was just so many that the government couldn't, like, just go out and kill all of them like it would probably try to do at first. And then all of a sudden, dragons are just part of our world. And they start teaching us magic and stuff. And then the entire world, which is, we'd have, like, part of it civilized with mechanical stuff, and then other people just like, screw this, I'm going to fantasy land with magic. And it's not even like the gross, like, not showering castle age fantasy land, because I can use magic to shower now. Yeah, good place, good time. So this type of thing just happens in your head. So this is the imagination I'm talking about. It's not a counterproductive imagination. it leads more towards just kind of what your mind does with its free time, and it's because you enjoy it so much. And this is the type of thing I see in lucid dreamers. It's just, they just imagine things for fun. It's just something they do. It's their hobby, accidentally. They've done it since they were kids. I see it in a lot of lucid dreamers. And it's something that's so funny, like, so there's a difference between imagining things and, like, thinking about something. Like, if I tell you to think about a dragon, you think about it's there. There's a dragon. But if I tell you to imagine what a dragon looks like and imagine you're standing right next to it, this visualization whole thing, it's just, it's a lot different. You know, try to get it to move and do things. I used to find out it was weird, like, I would imagine myself playing basketball, and every time I turned around, I would have trouble with, like, turning to the right amount of distance. Like, my body would just keep spinning and spinning and spinning. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense. How am I not in control completely of this friggin' imagination? It's all in my head. And so, then we get to creativity. Creativity is something that I see in a lot of lucid dreamers, and I don't know if you know what creativity is. I think I see a lot of people with an improper idea of creativity. I think that creativity is crafty. But creativity is the ability to create something. And it's not the ability to create something out of nothing. It's the ability to create something out of other products. And so creating something, you're changing something that you already have and creating something that no one has. So this is what I'm talking about. It's not like say you have a cookbook, right? And you look in the cookbook and you see a recipe. You look at the recipe, follow the directions, and you cook the recipe. Wah! You make this awesome meal exactly like the recipe said. Now, that is not creative. You created something. You created food, but it was not creativity. Now, say you see this one, and then you also see something similar, you know, and you're like, ooh, you know what? I should change this for this, and we'll create something new out of the two different ideas that I've been given, and I'll create something new, and I know it'll taste good. But here's the thing. Creativity is impossible without understanding, if you don't understand what you're working with. So what a lot of people do is they mix creativity with spontaneity and stuff like that. Creativity is the ability to create something useful, but in order to create something useful, creative people know that you have to know enough about a subject. You have to be proficient in a subject to be creative about it. And so that's the problem, is we have a lot of people that are spontaneous in lucid dreaming, and these are the people that a lot of times you'll see them, they're very spontaneous, they try really hard to lucid dream, and but they're not creative with it. They can't create their own method because they're trying spontaneous things instead of creative things. And it's something that I just see a lot. Creativity comes from understanding things and knowing how to create a new ability. That's how my creativity has worked. I think that there's other ways. Seeing like the ebb and flow of things works as well. I just think there's a lot of different ways of creativity, but spontaneity is not creativity. Now, you can be spontaneously creative, but it's not the same thing. And so spontaneity, craftiness, stuff like that. Like, if you're looking at Pinterest all the time and you're like, oh, that looks cool, and then you make it, you're like, I'm creative. No, you're not. You are able to notice when something is cool. That's different. creativity, creating something. Then we have productive. Now, this is the one that does not work with imaginative. It works very well with creative, actually. A lot of creative people are getting further and further in the world, becoming more productive people. It used to be hard to be creative, mainly because you'd get stoned, or you'd get beaten, or electrocuted. Back in the olden days, creating things was bad. Change was bad. Now change is good and accepted, and creativity is amazing. Creativity is cool, but with imagination it can be amazing, really. So the problem is imagination is usually people that are imaginative, but not people that lucid dream that are imaginative. People that are imaginative all the time do not do things. They're not productive. So the imaginative, and now here's the thing, I think there might be an opposite of this as well. Because of, I think that imaginative people often have trouble being productive. And I think that productive people often have time being imaginative. But my wife, she's creative now. She's more creative now than she used to be. She was the person that would always do things exactly the way that they've been done before, because that's the way that works, which is good at first. But after you're done doing that, you need to move on to being creative, I would say. So she's one of the most productive people I know. Creativity and imagination both are at a loss for her, but she's been very creative and practiced creativity and practiced imagination as well. She's gotten better at them. I am a very, very imaginative and creative person, and productivity, I force like crazy. I spend each day trying as hard as I can to be productive with my day, because it's not something that comes easy for me. And so I think that these three things, they are some things that lucid dreamers often do. And I know I brought up my wife just because I want to show you that there's different types of people. Like, I don't think that any of these are good or bad. Obviously, not productive. Yeah, go lay down. I don't need you. Not productive people are not going to lucid dream. Lucid dreaming is difficult. If you've never accomplished anything in your life, start with something other than lucid dreaming, because it's bloody hard. If you've accomplished other things in your life, comparatively, but lucid dreaming is just, it's all right. You want to, I mean, it would be easier if there were more of us, I think. The amount of people in lucid dreaming is low, so the fact that we can't go to a gym and practice lucid dreaming like we can other things. I would say start something like basketball or something. You know, you go to a gym, meet people that like basketball, and ta-da, all sorts of fun, happy times. Now you can get better at that, and then you can use what you've learned of that and get better at lucid dreaming. And, but either way, those three things, productivity, imagination, creativity, those are three things. They either are there. Most of the time, imagination is there beforehand. It's something that they haven't lost since childhood. It's really hard to force imagination. As far as it goes, I've seen someone do it. My wife has gotten more and more imaginative as I've known her, just because she thinks like I think more now, and so it's kind of rubbed off on her. And her productivity has also gotten me as well, so maybe all productive. But productivity is something that I see as big. It's if you're not a productive person, it's very difficult to accomplish anything in life. And so, fourth thing, and so that's the problem, is though, a lot of times is that productivity and imaginative, they don't go extremely well together. Imaginative people just, they want to sit there and imagine things all day long. They're just, I'm an imaginative person, fun, happy times. Productivity is people that are down to just doing things. And so I have always, because of my wife, my dad, just other people in my life always pushing me to be productive, I've worked hard to not be a lazy bum. So then we go on to the fourth thing, which is the ability to want more. This is just something that I've noticed with lucid dreamers. They're not happy with life the way it is. And it's a weird not happiness, because as I said, they're productive people, so they're doing stuff with their life. A lot of people are not happy with the way things are, so they're just like lazy and don't do anything. That's not the same thing. They're not happy, they're happy with the way things are today, but they're not happy with it being the same tomorrow. You want more out of life. I don't know if you guys have seen, what is that called? Dead Poets Society. They have the like oath that they take. It's like at the beginning it says to, or not at the beginning of the show, but at the beginning of their group get-togethers, it says that they don't want to wait until they are dead to live. So the ability to want more. You want more out of life. You want more out of everything. And it's not the dissatisfaction with life. It is the satisfaction with life, but wanting even more than you, than everyone. You want to accomplish more. You want to do more. You don't want to sit. You don't want to be that person that just has a good life. You want to be someone that makes a huge impression in life. You find a field and you want that, like you're going to be the best in whatever it is. Now for me, it was always hard because, I mean, I graduated high school young, super young, and I know that I have a lot of potential, and it's really hard for someone with a lot of potential, which I think everyone has potential when they're kids, but they get it beaten out of them. Homeschooled, depending on your type of homeschooled, can bring out potential, but sometimes it can also take away your potential, like if you don't get the right schooling, so then you're dumb. And so the big problem is if you start with a lot of potential, and I think I've told you guys this before, if I work hard at anything, I can get pretty good at it. Just, I have to work hard at it. I can't just, like, passively do it. Like, I'm not that type of person. But I, so the problem was, is I couldn't get excited about anything. So if I am not excited about anything, I won't do it and I'll lose sucky at it. So that's a big problem is, if I can't go 100% all out anime character, rah, I'm the best at something, then I don't want to do it at all. It's really difficult for me. And so until I find a purpose in something, I can't do it. And I want that purpose to be big. And so my wife was one of those people that just, she didn't want more with her life. She wanted to help people, but she didn't want big things when I met her. She was kind of happy with the way that things were and things that had been. But then she met me, and I wanted so much more out of life. She thought some things would be cool to do, but it wasn't like she just wanted more. And now she just, she has a similar vision as me, is that you guys know my vision. I've told you before, is that I want to go to Japan. I want to be a pastor, and if I need any extra money, and I don't want to just have a regular job there, I also want to be a high school teacher. My wife wants to be a pastor's wife, which is a really hard job, whatever. But also a school teacher. She wants to teach K through 5, and she has such a passion for it. She wants more. She wants to help kids out. And I know some people are just teachers for the sake of, oh, no, she wants to teach me. But, like, I think that teaching is obviously very, very, passionate, is a very good job. It's something that is underpaid most of the time, but it's very noble, and it's something that I think that is just really, really, I think, good people, most of, generally, obviously. obviously, there's exceptions, y'all know that. You've had teachers that sucked. And that's another reason why we need better teachers there. Now, this thing is not the wanting more. It doesn't have to apply to wanting more to have a better life than everyone else. You want more in whatever thing you really want. You want to be more that than everyone else. You want more. It's not like, it doesn't have to be an amazing good thing. Like, I want to help people more than everyone else. I want to be places that no one else has ever helped people as much. And I just want to do things for people. I want to replace the people that aren't doing good things and do all of the things that need done. I want more, right? And that's something, it kind of goes with productive, but it's a little different because productive people can just get settled. But people that want more, they're restless all the time. And they always want more. And this is something that I see it takes to become a lucid dreamer, that someone that lucid dreams all the time, every day, you know? But it's not something that is needed to continue. You can lose this. And that's what a lot of people get settled in places. I think it's a bad thing to get settled. I don't like the idea of settling for anything. I will not settle. And I hope it's something that I continue to have, and I try to have it in all parts of life. So yeah, the fifth thing. I know this is going long, but I don't care. So, I'm enjoying it. I want more. I want more. I want more. So, the fifth thing is obsession. It's one of those things. This is not a good quality or a bad quality. It is a quality that some people possess. And it is the ability to become obsessed with things. And it's actually an ability that I've practiced. Which is very difficult. You gotta practice switching obsessions, which is hard to do because the idea of an obsession is something that you're obsessed with and can't change. An obsession is just, it's really difficult to attain. It's something that a lot of people just have obsessive personalities. And I'm not talking about addictive personalities, people that get addicted to something, that's just mainly drug addicts. So, obsessive. And that's all I have for that. I don't really know where I was at. I stopped. And that's so obsessive. It was just new. I just finally remembered what the fifth one was. The ability to get obsessed with something. And it's just something I've seen with a lot of them. It's not something that I see with every human. I actually see a lot of humans without it. I don't understand the ability to not. I have always just gotten obsessed over everything that I start. I just can't. Oh, I have to do it so much. It's just, it's in my blood. I need to do it. Everything in the world is all mine. I must do it. So we have one, creativity, two, imagination. I'm not even doing this in the right order. 3, productivity. 4, wanting more. That rhymes. 5, obsession. So these are the few of my favorite things. These are just things that, like, they're not like personality types, they're just almost like habits of people, like maybe like 5 habits of lucid dreamers. And these are habits that they had beforehand, generally. I would recommend, if you don't have these things, work on them a little bit. Work more on becoming obsessed with things, work more on imagination, creativity. I don't know how one would get more creative without being creative a little bit to start. Imagination, same thing. I don't know if that's, like, other than being, I would recommend being around imaginative people. And this is the weird thing is, I wouldn't say I was alone in the world before I started lucid dreaming. I love people. I'm an extrovert, so I love being around people all the time. I get my energy from being around people. I want to be with people. People are awesome. They suck. They're stupid a lot of times, but they're awesome. I love them. I love people. But I would say that I didn't. And not that I didn't connect, because I can connect with people with many hobbies. I can connect with most everyone in many ways. But with the imagination and the creativity and stuff like that, I had troubles connecting in all points with people until I came to lucid dreaming. I found a lot of people that were similar to me. And I think that's something, that's one of the reasons I don't know if it's just like we don't mix well together in big in groups or anything like that. And that's why I haven't seen them. Like every group has to, like, can only have one of me. Or something like that, but it's just, I'm not similar. Like, one of my best friends, he's one of my brother-in-laws, and another one of my brother-in-laws, one of my best friends as well. They, like, I don't know, their similarities in their, like, anytime they take, like, personality tests, they get, like, almost the exact same results. And, like, it's crazy to me. Like, I don't get the same results in things as other people, because I'm just crazy comparatively. I'm out there, I'm different. But lucid dreamers, I've seen a lot of people that are way more like me. The dreamers, productive, gotta have more, gotta, uncontent with things now, have to do things, want to get things done, and want to make a difference in life. So, all right, that's all I have today, mainly because I'm where I want to be, and it's already 22 minutes, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.